إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I am in Ahmedabad. We are in the hotel on the bank of the Sabarmati River, which has the water of Narmada in it, thanks to the increasing the height of the dam and the and all that is associated with that. It's a two things that struck me. One is that this is a city divided. There are Hindu areas and there are Muslim areas. Very clearly, there is, when people pass through them, they mention that. And the second thing is that it's, at least the area that we were in is almost free from traffic, which is looked very strange. We are today on the story, inshallah, of starting from today, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran. And I want to begin this with a couple of things. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story and he called it Ahsanul Qasas. He said this is the best of stories. And alhamdulillah, in this story there are many lessons to be learnt in many ways for many roles in life. There are lessons with regard to maintaining confidence of information, lessons regarding parenting, lessons regarding purity and integrity in youth, especially at the time when you are young, stories regarding wisdom, and so on, of generosity, of forgiveness. So alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful surah with much to be learnt. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn that and to practice all this in our lives. One of the most important things that I remind myself and you is the value and power of these stories, of telling them, of listening to them, of teaching them to our children, as a normal way of upbringing, of raising children. I can say probably quite clearly that I heard all of these stories from my mother probably before I was about 7 or 8 years old. All the stories of the Quran. I remember my mother telling me stories of Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, and so on. Not in any chronological order or in the order of the Quran or long story, the whole thing at one time. Small things she would tell as little stories, as entertainment, not even sometimes drawing a so-called moral lesson from it. But she would just tell the story, and it was a very interesting story. I would listen to it, my brother or sister would listen to it, and that was it. But this was the norm. This is how we grew up. It was not, they didn't tell us stories, fairy tales or something. So this is one of the very important things to do, especially in the, as I said, in the raising of children, where we must make this a normal part of the raising of children. And do it, and the power lies in doing it informally, doing it completely as a matter of fact thing, so that it becomes normal. It's not something where they feel, any sense of burden, because shaitan is there to deceive, and sometimes in the best of things gets presented in the wrong way. So alhamdulillah, this is something that I thought let me mention before we begin the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, begins the surah by calling it Ahsanul Qasas, the best of surahs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his father Yaqub alayhi salam. These are the two main characters in the story. Of course, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, later on his brother Binyamin is also in the story. But the story begins with this dream of Yusuf alayhi salam, where he sees the stars and the sun and the moon making sujood to him. And he tells this dream to his father. Now Yusuf alayhi salam is from the story you can see he is a very unusual, at that time a little boy, very unusual. He sees this dream. He obviously has some level of seriousness in him, so that he sees the dream and he doesn't just leave it at that. He goes and mentions it to his father. The father also has a lot of wisdom. And of course, he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yaqub alayhi salam tells him that this is a very significant dream, but do not mention this to your brothers. And he means the elder brothers. Now, he also doesn't tell him the ta'wil, the meaning of the dream. But he tells him it's a very significant dream, but don't. Now, you see from here that the mention, the theme of this surah, it begins with the issue of raising of children. And in the raising of children, one of the most critical and important things, which is equal treatment of children, of treating all the children equally in terms of the love and affection of parents and so on that is given to them. Now, I know it is not, I know the complexity, I know that it's not, when we say equal, how can you equally give love? Because it is very natural that you love one child more than the other. So here it's not so much in terms of equality, in terms of, whether you really love one child more than the other. It's in the whole treatment of it. It's the amount of time you spend with the children. It's how you treat them, including sometimes, I think parents have to be conscious of this. Including things like if you hug one child, you also hug the other one. And do it in a way which appears natural, not mechanical, because people are sensitive and children are very sensitive. They can make out that this one hug was spontaneous and the other one is being done as a matter of duty or as a matter of burden, just because I happen to be there. My father or mother would not have hugged me, or wouldn't have called me and hugged me, or wouldn't have done it first. But now they are doing it only because they did it to my brother or my sister. So they feel this burden that they must do it to me. So there's a sense of rejection there. So it's very important to make sure that you do not allow the children to feel a disparity in love between one child and the other, even if it happens to be there. As I said, it might be there. It's a natural thing, tabi'i thing, which you can't probably control. But even if it's there, it's very important not to express that, not to show that. In the case of Yaqub alayhi salam, this is what happened, because the older brothers felt excluded from the love of the father compared to the younger ones, which is Yusuf and his brother Binyamin. These were two who were loved more, and it happens in many families. The youngest gets a lot of affection, is given a lot of, given a loose rope. They're allowed to do whatever they want and so on. And this produces sometimes, not always, but sometimes this produces jealousy in the elder siblings, which is what happened in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam. So here we are in a situation where you have elder brothers, and from the story it appears that the elder brothers were considerably older than the younger ones. The younger ones got more affection, more time, more love of the father, and this produced it produced jealousy in the hearts of the older ones with respect to the younger ones. Now, the big lesson here is a lesson in the raising of children, where we are being told to make sure that this doesn't happen, that you don't create it by the way you treat one or the other. Also big lesson for siblings themselves to understand. I mean, just because parents are treating one in a different way than the other, you don't have to become jealous. Even if there is some jealousy, there should also be some understanding with that to say, okay, this is a natural thing where maybe my father loves that one more than me, but that does not mean he hates me or something like that. You know, it's a question of affection. So why don't I also love my younger brother or younger sister in the same way? So alhamdulillah, this will get equalized. Instead of allowing that jealousy to build to a point where you start doing things which are destructive, which is what the elder siblings of Yusuf alayhi salam did. They ended up in a situation where, and we'll come to that as we go into the story, where they tried to harm their younger brother for no reason. I mean, they not that he did anything wrong, or you know, he committed a crime, or he transgressed against them, or anything like that. But just because father loves him more, therefore we do away with him. So this is the lesson, and inshallah, as we go along, we will see more. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn from what we read in the Quran and to try to practice this in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.